Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome back to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars, and we are on the line for part two of our live celebration coverage with Gonk Droid. How are you doing, Tony?
Oh my god! Wow! Oh! I have been going crazy all day. Oh my god, Steel, you have no idea. Wow. Tears today. I was screaming. I'm constantly getting the chills from, I've watched the trailer probably like 20 times.
I just start randomly crying.
Dude,
I've just stirred up all this emotion and I'll just be like,
we're home, Chewie. We're home.
No, it's Chewie, we're home.
Well, we're home. Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh my god.
Because dude, why you texted me that the wrong way around. And
this
is the reason I know, because as a comedian, you always want the last word of a sentence to be the punchline.
Yes.
And that's what Han Solo did. It was Chewie.
Yeah, yeah.
We're home.
Yeah.
Because ending on Chewie wouldn't have that effect. But oh my god.
Dude, I had, right after watching, so look, I'm standing in our Jack's booth and I'm watching the Lego form, like they have like a big panel on top of it and they're showing the whole panel with Kathleen Kennedy and JJ. Right when they break into it, I grab my coworker and I'm just squeezing his arm, shaking. Next thing you know, we're both jumping up and down, just squealing like little girls, oh my god. And then we just stopped. Dead silence and watched, and then all of a sudden we just started screaming. Just everybody was screaming. It was just insanity. I've never been around that much power, like ever. It was something else. It was right away. I texted you right after I saw it. I just had to share it because I was like, oh, this guy's probably asleep. I don't know what time it is over there. I have to wake him up. He has to see this right now.
Well, the weird thing was I had to do national radio this morning on a very, like, sports blokey radio station. And all I was going in there to plug my other podcast that's on tomorrow, doing a big live show. And I turn it on to listen to find out what they're talking about so I can, once I get there, I can get in on the conversation. And the blokiest radio station in Australia is, do you even know what the word blokey means?
I think I've heard it a few times.
Manly.
Right on, okay.
And they're talking about it. So I had to turn it off. Like, I was just like, because I had to wait to get back to record my live reaction. But so tell us about what I want to know. So you're at the Jack's booth at Celebration. And so there's a big screen above the Lego booth that you watched it from. Is that what you said?
Yes.
And so
that's correct, yes.
So I imagine the celebration, there's thousands of people. It's very noisy. There's a lot of hubbub. What was it like when they were about to show the teaser?
It was screaming, and then the sound of a million fans just suddenly quiet down, and the chaos of the trailer began. Everybody was just, it was like dead silence, and everybody was just watching. Like, I think if you were talking, you were probably about to get punched. And like it was like dead in here. All you heard was the trailer.
And then what about when Han and Chewie popped up?
screaming, jumping up and down, clapping, whistling. People just, it was like, I've never seen anything like it before. It was amazing.
Wow.
It was amazing. And I, you know what? It was just, it was involuntary too, screaming. It was just, it just had to happen.
Oh, I, like, it's on the other podcast. We did another one where we recorded me and Paul watching it. But
yeah,
I was sitting, and then the next thing I can remember is me, like, almost touching the roof, jumping. Like, all of a sudden, I was standing up just screaming. Like, and I didn't even know what... Like, I can't remember thinking to do it. I just...
Yes.
It was just doing. It was...
Oh, yeah.
So it must have been there. It must have been just, like, at that convention, that just, like stirring a hornet's nest or something. People must have been just going mental.
Yeah, absolutely mental. And, you know, it was such an incredible experience to, like, be around people that love this fandom so much and share that with them. Like, because... there's no one else, like anybody I know, like, you know, friends, close friends, family, that I could appreciate something like this with. So being around all these people, that energy, like seriously, like once it just started playing, it just from all the talking, just dead silent, and all you hear is the trailer. It was so funny. It was such a magical experience. Like, and just the way they delivered it, Kathleen Kennedy and J.J. Abrams, it was beautiful, man. It couldn't have gone any smoother.
Wow. And what did you think about, did you see BB-8 come out?
Oh my gosh.
How is that real?
I am the biggest BB-8 fan now, only because I saw him really come out and move around. I have no idea how they're doing that. That is some serious brilliance right there.
It looks like if you were not there, if you were watching it on the screen, at Comic-Con last year, they had Homer Simpson walk out on stage as like an animation. It looked like that. Like it was like, that can't be there.
Yeah, this really happened, which I was in complete shock. I'm like, seriously, I don't know how the heck they figured that out. That's seriously brilliant. That is some serious, amazing work right there.
Well, they said in the panel that Bob Iger from Disney founded some new company to make that technology or something.
That company is going to be never out of business. That is an amazing company. Wow. Yeah, I'm still blown away from that, and I really hope they can start selling those because I want one. That is the coolest thing I've seen in years. It's seriously brilliant.
God,
there's nothing like it. There's nothing out there like it.
I just hope Jack's Pacific has time to develop one in time for December.
I'm gonna go start drawing and making something myself. It'll probably look nothing like. It'll probably be like this a big. I'm going to get a basketball and just paint it or something and glue something to the top. That'll probably be the closest I can do, but... Oh, it's so cool.
So I guess, is it just... Have you seen anyone not having a good day there?
No. And if you're not having a good day, you're completely lying to yourself because everything that's happened today has been awesome. The trailer, starting off the day, all the cool panels, like all the cool props... Like it'd be ridiculous not to have a good time here. Like if you should probably be at a Star Trek convention if you're not having a good time here. Like it's just perfect. It's a perfect day.
The photos I'm seeing, like of all the displays and stuff on Instagram, it's just like, what the hell? It's so.
Oh
cool.
My god! It was so funny this morning when I got here. There was a guy all Starfleet. He was dressed Starfleet, you know, Star Trek. And he was out front taking pictures with people. I don't know if he's out of the picture, so I had him execute me right under the celebration sign. So if you want to check that out, it's a good laugh. the balls that man had.
What's that on your Gonk Droid?
Yeah, check out the Gonk Droid Instagram. You'll crack up right now. I'm telling you, it's so good. Yeah. Oh, dude, it's so great. And you know, it's so awesome being at a convention and not.
Oh
seeing,
my god! Like, I'm just looking at your feed. You've got awesome photos.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Suck. You're in Bacta.
I'm right next to Bacta.
Oh, and Bacta. That the photo of you posing, in inverted commas, sexually, with Jabba the Hutt. That is disturbing, dude.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. That's just a natural reaction, too. You have to do that when you're writing your Java. I'm not going to post the other ones. Those might be a little too graphic for the viewers, but it was a good time. The slave lay outfit wasn't quite to my measurement of my body, but horrific sight.
Wow.
You know, it's so great being at a convention where everybody here is Star Wars or dressed up Star Wars, and I'm not seeing 500 Deadpools running around, and it's really exciting not to be a part of that. Because if I saw another Deadpool, I would probably flip my shit.
My hope, and this is a selfish, is that they didn't have Harrison Ford there because of the plane crash, but
yeah.
San Diego, buddy.
San Diego, I hope to God he'll be here. And you know, like, even if they shot a video of him like at home, it'd be nice to see that he's aboard. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Hopefully, at least we get something like that, because, I mean, watching like the trailer today and the ending with Han, it was so beautiful. Like, it was so cool to see that again, man. Like,
yeah, and again, genius. Keeping, we still haven't seen Leia's face. We still haven't seen Luke Skywalker's face.
Oh, did you see when there had to have been Luke Skywalker petting R2 or something in the trailer?
Yeah, that was brilliant.
Oh my God!
And really, like the way the shot is, it's very like shades of Mustafar with the embers from whatever that fire is, and
I know,
and R2 and Luke with the hood on.
I'm getting the chills, like, seriously, just thinking about it. Oh God. You were the first person I texted to. It was so funny.
Well, I had the hardest time I just had so many alerts on my phone. Like every app that's got communication abilities I haven't had time to go through and like get rid of all the red dots from people. Very respectful of knowing that I may not have seen it yet. So that was like, that was very cool. And I just talked to Jackie on the phone, and she knows that Han and Chewie is in the trailer. And I said, don't look at anything. Just go home and watch it, because it's not just that they're in the trailer. It's just that line.
I know.
And I've already, You'll enjoy this as an entrepreneur. I was straight on the phone to my art guy, and I'm like, get me a Wear Home in Star Wars letters ready for printing. I'm getting that up on the store now.
Oh yes, jump on it, man. That's awesome. That's so cool, Steel.
But what's happening in the booth, man?
Oh God, we got a lot going on in the booth. We're not selling anything, but the amount of traffic that we've gotten to show off our products is awesome. We have a fan base, and these toys are going to be continually going. They're here to stay.
How much more relaxing is it that you don't have an exclusive?
It's a lot more relaxing that we don't have an exclusive. We're not selling, but I wish we did, so we could, you know, pop something out to our fans. But we're going to have the exclusive for Comic-Con, and we announced our Comic-Con exclusive today.
Oh, wow. What is it?
It's going to be an 18-inch Boba Fett. It's going to be a Boba Fett that is the first appearance Boba Fett from the late 70s. I don't know if you're familiar with the first appearance, which Fett was in a parade right after the prototype phase, and he was in a parade, a Star Wars parade, and that's when they introduced Boba Fett out. They didn't give him a name or anything, from what I'm told, but he was out there, and there's pictures of him. And that is the exact deco that we're doing for this Boba Fett.
Okay, so is that the one with the little half poncho deal?
Kinda, and he has like some horn steel. It's going to be up on my Instagram account in a little while. I'm going to post it. So I'll post it once you pop this, so that way, you know, viewers, listeners can actually check it out if they need to.
No, you post it so listeners can become viewers.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I'm looking at the photo of you in your booth on Instagram.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
/gonkdroid_ And I've been waiting for this for so long.
Yes.
There is
yes.
I don't want to make any jokes about your height, but there's a Darth Vader next to you that's almost as tall as you.
48-inch Darth Vader. It's going to be absolutely insane. It has a motion sensor. There's going to be a bad guy mode, a good guy, well, friend mode. To the Emperor, we'll say, or Admirals, and he's going to have lights, voice, lightsaber mode. He's going to be action-packed. He's ready to do some damage. This Vader is going to be awesome.
Wow. So,
and it's crazy because it's 48 inches, and you're getting all of that, and the price point that we're offering it at is even more crazy.
When and how much?
Fall 2015. $99 retail.
What?
Exactly what everybody has been saying today. What and how? So
you should walk it up. You should walk it up to Gentle Giant and just go $99.
I won't say anything, but we're right across from Gentle Giant, so I'm sure they've seen.
Like,
by the way, their exclusive is really cool too. I actually might pick it up. So,
what? Which one is it?
I got to stay friends with them. It's the droids C-3PO.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got to stay friends with them for that because that's a cool piece.
the Macquarie, the General Macquarie maquette thing is pretty cool as well.
Oh yeah, there's so much cool stuff here, man. Like I'm riding the mix of everything, and like today from like, you know, it's the first day, all the excitement, running around, seeing things like. There's so much vintage Star Wars toys that there's more here than I've ever seen in my life. Like, it's insane. Oh, like, I've never seen this amount. Like, I am overwhelmed to the point where I'm like, I can't do this today. I'm not ready. I need another day just to do this. So hopefully that day comes tomorrow or Saturday, because my wallet's going to be hurting.
I think today is a good day to be separated from your credit card.
Yeah. I should have dropped it with the wife, so I might have to make that again for tomorrow because there's going to be damage. There's going to be a lot of damage. I might be having to sell. No, that's not true. I wouldn't sell any of my stuff.
What other new figures?
I might have to be putting extra hours in.
What other new figures have you got over there at Jax?
Okay. Well, we have a scale to the 31-inch. R2-D2. It's actually prototype that we have here, so he's not, there's no paint deco, he's completely gray, he's going to be moving dome, beeping noises, it's going to have lights, it's such an awesome piece, and it has wheels, it's an R2-D2 that's to the 31-inch scale.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's incredible. We're going to be offering that one for about $50 with all the electronics that it offers. I think it's a great piece. Everybody's been looking at it and just going just crazy. We have a Yoda.
You're going to get an R2 in that 48-inch scale.
Well, hey, if
everything you do now, I'm just like, yeah, 48-inch.
I know. Trust me, the possibilities are endless right now. And like the response that we've been getting from people and where we're at, this line is not going anywhere and it's only going to go up. Like, we're only going to be making more. So you see this Darth Vader, and I'm telling you, that is such a cool piece that we're going to have to make more. Because everybody who's seen it today is like, can we pre-order today? And unfortunately, you couldn't, but that right there is enough.
Yeah, I don't know.
That this line's going to be great.
That Darth Vader at 48 inches for $100, it's just like, how can you not buy it? Like,
yes. How could you not? It's like, dude, it's ridiculous. Once you actually see this in person, which you will, you are going to lose your mind. You're not going to believe it. You're just not going to believe that it's $100.
I'm going to have to find my mind before I can lose it again.
Everybody's been saying, oh, what is that? You know, like, our thing today is like, hey, like, how much is this? I'm like, what do you think this is going to be? And that's the fun question we're asking, because everybody's saying, $475, $600. Oh, $900, easy. Once we drop the $99 mark, jaws drop. and it's awesome. And it's so cool to the people that have already been collecting this line. They're like, you guys are truly sticking to your word, trying to be there for the collectors and try to make something that's quality and have it at a crazy, ridiculously awesome price for us. And that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I've had to fight off the urge to get that the 31-inch one forever now. Like, because I was just like, I had a feeling, an inkling that something bigger was coming, and I was just like,
gotta fight the urge. Just wait till we have a full-scale Jabba the Hutt set for like 350, you know? I'll try to get it like 300.
what else have you seen there that's amazing?
Dude, the props that they have here are amazing. The new speeder that you see, Ren, that you see her flying on in the original, in the first teaser.
That's right, like, right? That's right.
It's so... Ray, I'm sorry. Like, it's so amazing. Like, it's so cool to see it. Like, they have it marked as, was it Kira? Which is kind of cool. So you see that name that they were using for production. So
cool.
I don't know what the deal is with that, you know. So tomorrow I'm going to be checking out the Force Awakens exhibit, which looks pretty rad. There's supposedly a full stormtrooper, flametrooper, snowtrooper, and some other costumes and stuff. I think maybe even Kylo Ren might be there. So
it's pretty cool. I saw on Instagram Kylo Ren's lightsaber.
Yes.
And it's amazing. Like it fully looks, you know, so kitbashed by someone trying to make a lightsaber.
It's going to be ridiculous. And I think that's like the used like galaxy, the not perfect, like the realness of this movie, like that, you know, which we had with, you know, the original trilogy. I think it's stuff like that that we're going to be having in this. And that just makes it incredible. Like it's just such an exciting time right now to see stuff like that. Like they're going back, they're making stuff look like that, used props, you know what I mean? Not perfect, nothing super shiny. Like it's incredible.
What about that cantina setup? Have you been in there?
No, I haven't been there yet, and it's a little ways down for me. I'm saving that for tomorrow.
Okay, so how big is it? Is it like, how big's the floor? Is it like San Diego size? Not that big.
Yeah, it's about San Diego size. It's the full Anaheim Convention Center. It's the full size. Yeah, it's massive, man. I didn't think it was going to be this big, so. Like I did a quarter of it today. I'm gonna do the rest, you know, gradually throughout the rest of the next 3 days after this, and I'm probably gonna spend my whole day, Saturday or Sunday, trying not to buy hundreds and hundreds of awesome vintage action figures, because that's going to be the worst thing ever.
It's
just so cool.
You should just sell off that Darth Vader thing for what people think it's worth, and then
I know, right? Hey, yeah, $400, right? Or wait, you know, I'll go back to the guy who said he thought it was $900. I'm getting blown kisses from a lot of my friends right now as they're walking by.
Hey, guys. Hey. Where's your phone? Come on, back it up.
Well, they're backing it up on me. I'm on a podcast right now, guys.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. All right. I'm being, God.
Yep.
This is what happens when Darth Corleone and Prometheus movies coming out.
Yeah, I'm on it.
All right, guys. Thanks for embarrassing me in front of so
You're
many.
You're welcome, sir.
Yeah, all right.
We love you.
There you go. That's how it's been all day.
So, that's funny. What you call? Are you doing the overnight lineup for the San Diego thing with us?
Oh, what is that? What do you mean, the San Diego thing?
Well, we're predicting massive Hall H presentation.
Right.
Comic-Con. I'm sure. Okay.
And I was like, it's weird. People see people lining up overnight in those photos on Instagram last night, and that'd suck. I was just like, oh man, I wish I was tied in that line. I would give anything to be in that line tied.
Dude, that sounds... So how's that all gonna play out? I mean, are you gonna be doing that too, or what are you gonna be doing?
Oh, at San Diego, like if there's going to be a Force Awakens presentation in that Hall H,
you're there.
Oh, that's like we were talking about it last year at Comic Con, going,
oh okay,
I can't wait to line up and. I just want to be like, I just love those long things to get, like, I like to watch that presentation in that room. I was so happy for all the people in there. It was just like,
you know, if you're waiting in line, I'll wait with you. We could do something fun within that time frame, because I'll be there, and you know, I'm gonna probably be there as a fan, probably not working, but if that comes down, I will definitely hang out with you for that, because I think that's going to be an awesome experience right there.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, at that point, the movie's only a few months out of the way, so we'll definitely be seeing more and we'll know more.
Harrison Ford, man. They're going to bring out Harrison Ford out of Carbonite.
He has to be there. I mean, he has to have something in his contract where he has to do promotional, and, you know, I understand his accident and everything recently, which is why he's probably not here, but... I know he would have been probably the main guest-like appearance today if, say, that accident did not happen. So for him, yeah, he'll most likely be over there at Celebrate. I mean, at Comic-Con.
I'll let you go, Tone, and you soak up some more Celebration, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
But, sounds good.
We'll, just for everyone on the feed listening to this, before this on the feed will be our live reaction to the teaser trailer with plenty of screaming.
And I'm happy to look for Yoda.
We've got the live show, if you're in Melbourne, 2:30 on Sunday. So get around for that. But we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have an awesome time. I'm trying to make my happiness for you bigger than my jealousy for you.
Oh man, I wish you were here.
Yeah, but I'm sure everyone listening appreciates you giving us a little window of pure jealousy. That is,
that's awesome. You know, I'm glad I can make that happen for you guys. Give you that jealousy.
Nice. We're all got Sith eyes right now.
I'm such a dick. I'm gonna get beat up. I know it.
Well,
I'm gonna have. Tons of Aussies about to kill me next time.
Have a great rest of the day, man. And I'll talk to you about the same time tomorrow if you're free.
Right on. Absolutely. That sounds like a plan.
All right.
I look forward to it.
Cheers,
bro. Tomorrow we'll talk about Battlefront. I'm going to be over there. I'm going to check that out.
So, oh, dope. Yes. Awesome.
Oh, that's my teaser. All right. Cheers. Take care.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Bye.
May the Force be with you.
Oh, God. Oh my God.
All right, wait. I just got to start recording.
Okay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.